This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Syria's military says it had entered the key Kurdish-held town of Manbij in an apparent deal with the Kurds, who are looking for new allies and protection against a threatened Turkish offensive. Turkey and American troops patrolling the town denied there was any change of forces in the contested area, contradicting the Syrians and highlighting the potential for chaos in the wake of last week's surprise announcement by the United States that it was withdrawing its troops from Syria. President Trump met with his vice president and key advisors in Washington as the partial government shutdown continues. AP's Jackie Quinn reports that President Trump is staying in Washington for New Year's because of the shutdown impasse with congressional Democrats.
There was a dinner meeting at the vice president's residence in Washington, not the Florida vacation that Donald Trump had planned for the holiday week. The White House says incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney and senior advisor Jared Kushner were part of the discussion. The budget standoff that closed some key government agencies and national parks centers on the president's demand for money for his proposed border wall and the Democrats' refusal. With a new congressional session starting next week, it's expected this stalemate will last at least that long. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Trump on Friday once again threatened to close the entire U.S.-Mexico border and cut aid to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador if Congress fails to give him the money he wants to fund the wall. The comments come as the U.S. government enters another day of partial shutdowns as a budget standoff remains between President Trump, who wants $5 billion in wall funding, and Democratic lawmakers who want a modest increase in overall border security funding, but they resolutely oppose a wall. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An autopsy revealed that an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy had the flu when he died while in Border Patrol custody in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico. Felipe Alonso died on Christmas Eve, and he is the second Guatemalan child to die this month while in U.S. custody. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is visiting the U.S. border with Mexico to get a first-hand look at exactly what's going on. A Spanish charity rescue ship has docked in southern Spain, bringing on shore more than 300 migrants rescued in the Mediterranean a week ago. Several European countries, including Malta and Italy, had refused entry to the Proactiva open-arms vessel.
It is inappropriate of the European Union to fail to respond, and it has had to be Spain, because the vessel has a Spanish flag, and that had to assign a port to disembark these people. We are very much regretting this situation.
Oscar Camps is chief of Proactiva. Spain's minority socialist government has accepted hundreds of rescued migrants this year. The World Health Organization reports that anti-government protests in the towns of Beni and Butembo in North Kivu and the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo are having a serious impact on the Ebola response operation. It says critical field work is being disrupted, including vaccinations, contact tracing, and checking on people who have been potentially exposed to the deadly virus. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says an Ebola transit center in Beni was attacked, frightening people waiting for test results and the staff caring for them. He tells VOA the violence is an unfortunate setback to Ebola control efforts, which have been progressing.
All gains that we have made so far in fighting Ebola in North Kivu are at risk because of this violence. And in the recent weeks, we were quite optimistic about the Beni city because we've seen some decrease in numbers. However, now again, with this surge in violence, we may again lose these gains.
Latest figures from the DRC Ministry of Health put the number of Ebola cases at 593, including 359 deaths, a fatality rate of 60%.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. And Yemen's Houthi rebels have started withdrawing from the port of Hodeidah. Handing over control of Hodeidah, a key lifeline for Yemen, was included in a UN-sponsored agreement signed in Sweden earlier this month. That withdrawal is one in a series of measures in the agreement that could lead to an end of Yemen's four-year-old civil war. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.